Breadbox Media Programming is brought to you by...
Are you looking to serve God and society? Consider putting your gifts to work as a lawyer. Ave Maria School of Law has been educating faith-filled lawyers for over 20 years. Ave Maria School of Law is committed to training lawyers to use law appropriately around the moral issues of our time. Visit avemarialaw.edu to learn more about integrating your faith with a law degree.
Looking for a way to build daily prayer discipline? Seen the rise in mindfulness meditation, but not sure if it is possible to meditate in a way that's consistent with your Catholic faith? Just looking for a way to breathe new life into your existing prayer routine? No matter what you're looking for, Hollow is here to help. Hollow is a Catholic prayer and meditation app that helps users deepen their relationship with God through audio-guided contemplative prayer sessions. From meditations on the daily gospel, to the rosary, to daily examines, Hollow has something for everyone. Hollow is the number one Catholic app in the U.S. It is free to download and has permanently free content, but you can also check out all of the premium sessions for 30 days, risk-free, by signing up at www.hollow.app/breadbox.
So, how is your new year going? How is your resolution going? Did you make one? Did you think about maybe deepening your prayer life and your relationship with God? Instead of going with a specific resolution and knowing that God will be there to help you through it all? Well, you know, I'm awfully honest with you. I just went on global radio. I was on Relevant Radio this morning, and I shared that, yeah, day two, I fell off my resolution. I was supposed to juice because I took full advantage of the goodies and the food and all of the partying, which wasn't really that much partying, but I did do some entertaining Christmas Eve, Christmas Day, and then through the week up until New Year, I didn't much have any kind of self-control. So I ate and I drank and I thought, okay, New Year's, I'm going to get back on the juicing wagon. And then the day after, January 2nd, I fall. I'm making my mom and my husband a beautiful dinner. It smells so good that I just say, I'm going to eat it. And so I said to God, wow, I certainly didn't even bring you into the picture. I just made the decision, my decision, to go ahead and eat it. Now, had I asked God, brought him into the conversation, and said, Lord, what do you think? What should I do? Maybe he would have said, go ahead, eat with your family. Enjoy these days while your mom is still here. But I didn't ask him. Maybe it was because I didn't want to know the answer. Maybe I thought that he would say, no, stick with your original plan. Deny yourself. So what happened was I ate, and then the next morning in prayer, I said, Lord, what is it that you want me to do? And I heard him say, honestly, enjoy this time. Your husband's home, your mom's home. Just enjoy the time with them. As you're making dinner, eat with them. Enjoy the hospitality, the taking care of them, along with them. Because I know that my mom was definitely not comfortable with me not eating. I think my husband was okay with it. But so I said, okay, I'll do it when she leaves. And she's actually not leaving until tomorrow, but I'm starting today. So why am I saying this? Because life is not perfect. You can make a resolution and fall the very next day. So why is it okay to fall like that? It's really all about the bounce. It's the bounce that counts. Are you going to God and talking through what's going on with Him? Because if and when you do, you will then not feel guilty. You're not going to feel like you have to be perfect. Because guess what? God knows you're not. We're human beings. So the resolution should still stay. But you need to work it out with God. Ask Him to come into your life. Ask Him to help you with whatever you are trying to change in your life. Maybe it's forgiving someone or stopping an addictive habit. Maybe it's taking care of that temple of the Holy Spirit by eating better and exercising. Maybe it's deepening your prayer life, which should be the first and foremost thing, that we pray and we call out to God and we ask Him to guide us and lead us. So in the end, real life is not perfect. And when you do fall, go to Him immediately. Lord, I give this to You. I'm not sure why I did what I did, but I don't want to do it on my own. I need Your help. And then the more you go to Him, if you fall right after, things are going to start changing where you're going to go to Him before you fall. That's where this beautiful living in the Spirit comes into reality in our lives. We learn. If we're not going to Him when we fall, after we fall, during the fall, we're just living on our own. We're making our own decisions. And so inviting God into your day, inviting God into your life, talking to God throughout the day is going to make Him first and foremost in our lives. It's going to make Him be there with us, living with us. And then it will be normal for you to call out to God before the temptation or beforehand. And then you'll start feeling the transformation like happening in your body. Oh my gosh, I don't want to do that anymore. My heart is actually changing. Or I'm really realizing what I'm doing before I'm going to do it. I call out to God and I invite Him in and I go to Him after, things are going to change. I promise you that. So it's the bounce that counts. We should be living, learning people, learning every moment of every day what is happening in our lives, why we are choosing to do what we choose to do, and if we are bringing in God and discerning those spirits. Are we fully listening to ourselves? Is it evil that's tempting us? Or is it God? Do we know God's voice in our lives? So I came to you last week and I talked about choosing to deepen your relationship with God because He will help with all of the rest. And then learn, just like I did. I didn't ask God into that decision and the timing. I didn't pray on my resolution. I just said, you know what? I got to start juicing. Like, I've been eating like a pig, and I'm just going to use the New Year's Eve as my day to do it. And God had a different plan. He didn't necessarily want me to do it on New Year's Day. Enjoy this time with your mom and your husband. Kind of the eat, drink, and be merry with them. Because a lot of our lives are surrounded by food, and as I'm cooking the food and I'm serving it to them and I'm eating it with them, it's a different feeling than me not eating. I guess if I put myself in my mom's shoes or my husband's shoes, they might have been like, this is weird. You know, you should be eating with us. And I was just thinking about myself. That's what living with God in the Spirit is all about. And that's praying incessantly all day. When you're calling on Him, you're talking to Him, you're thanking Him, you're making Him a part of your life. And the more you do that, the more it's natural to live that way. The more you hear His voice over yours, the more you know His voice over evil, and the more you do His will. It's beautiful. So wherever you are, if you made a resolution, then know that if you fall, it's not over. That's not how life works. It's not like, oh, I gave up chocolate, and the minute I have chocolate, it's all done. I'm not going to, you know. I mean, keep at it. Keep at it. That's what life is all about. Living and learning. And if you're not doing the learning part, and you're not reflecting and looking at your day, seeing how God was in it or wasn't in it, if you blocked Him or what was going on, you're never going to learn where you stand, where God stands, and where evil stands in your life. Okay, everyone, let's today call on God, invite Him in to the mess, to the fall, call on Him before the fall. Call on Him in your pain, in your anxieties, in your fears, in whatever is going on in your life. Everything is better when God is involved, and He needs our invitation every single day. All right, everyone, I love you all. Happy New Year. Happy Epiphany. Merry Christmas season. Keep walking with God, and keep walking with me. I'm not perfect, and that is okay. I'll never be perfect. I just want to try and try again to be the best person I can be. I love you all. Have a blessed and inspired day.
Finding someone on an online Catholic dating site shouldn't be like shopping for a blender. So why do most dating sites leave you feeling like you're shopping for a spouse? At Catholic Singles, we connect members through our unique user polls and activities, which help you discover other members and their personalities and interests. Because you're a person, not a profile picture. So stop shopping and start discerning. Trust your love story to the original Catholic dating site and use the promo code REDBOX at checkout for 20% off at CatholicSingles.com.